Hey everybody, welcome to another exciting episode of Data Exposed. I'm your host, Scott Klein, and with me today is Kevin Kanaan. How are you, Kevin?
Doing very well, thank you.
Welcome to the show. We're here to talk about some awesome stuff. We had Sanjay in here not too long ago to talk about VS Tools.
Mm-hmm. MS SQL Tools.
MS SQL Tools. Mm-hmm. You're here because we were talking about some awesome stuff. So before we get started, why don't you take a second to introduce yourself, and then we'll get going.
Yeah, sure. So I am an engineer on the SQL Server Tools team. So have been on it for 5 or more years, traditionally on SQL Server data tools and all of the existing stuff. But recently I've been working on some of the multi-OS tools that we've been developing, and that's what I'm going to focus on today.
Yeah, so VS Code, things like that.
Yeah. So we have a bunch now. We have an extension for VS Code, which I'm going to show today and talk about how to contribute in the open to it.
Yep.
But we also have MS SQL Tools package, which has SQL CMD and BCP for Linux at the moment.
Oh, nice.
And we have MS SQL Conf, which is when you install the new SQL Server on Linux, it's a configuration tool. And that's how you can configure everything you need from the command line.
Yeah.
But for now, this is the more UI editor-based is what we're going to talk about.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's like, I love the fact that you're demoing it on a Mac, which is very cool.
I know. It's very cool. We do have to because we're testing on Mac. Otherwise, you know, it does work on Windows. People ask that it works on Windows. It works on Linux as well.
Yeah.
But just so we can test on all of them. So don't give up your Windows.
But I just want to point that out. That's kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
Again, do people really know that they can contribute to to VS Code and to MS SQL Tools?
Well, I don't think it's as well known as people we'd like it to be.
Yeah.
So for people, they can contribute. They can also just view the code and see what we're doing in the open for the first time. So that's kind of cool.
Very nice.
So it's a big change for us.
Very cool. All right. So what do we got today?
Okay, so today what we're going to do is show you what our extension is, first off, and why you might want to just use it and try it out.
Yep.
After that, we're going to go into how you can contribute from logging issues to actually just testing our daily builds, and on to how do you actually contribute? How would you actually build this thing, test it out, play around with it, and add new features for
yourself?
Yeah,
that's awesome. Cool. All right.
Great. So first, the extension is a basic query editor and execution engine that we put into VS Code.
Yep.
Lets you have IntelliSense, just like you're used to, execute queries, view your results. You can save those to CSV and to JSON. And in the last few releases, we've added GoTo definition and peak definition support.
Okay.
That's something that we haven't had before in SSMS or SSDT. And in the most recent release, we've added a basic T-SQL code formatter, which, again, something we haven't had before. And people have asked for a lot. And the goal with this one is to develop it in the open where it still needs some improvement. But if we can make it rock solid, we're going to try and bring it back in then to SSMS and SSDT, which people have asked about.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Great. So let's show you the extension and how you can get to it. So if we just go out here and we are going to go into Visual Studio Code, and I already have our extension installed, but if you don't have it, just type in MS SQL and it will come up and you can very easily install it right here from the marketplace. Great. So after that, you just install it, reload, and it's available.
And what marketplace is this?
So this is the Visual Studio Code marketplace.
Okay.
So it's built in here on the Extensions tab in Visual Studio Code. You can get right to it, and you can also get to it from the web if you just type in Visual Studio Code marketplace.
Cool. Okay.
So that's great.
And then just type in that and click install, and already.
Yeah, that's it. And then as soon as you click on a SQL file, which I've done here, and I'll just maximize this to avoid distractions, what you'll see is that it shows SQL as a file type, and you get all of the kind of standard IntelliSense highlighting that you'd be used to.
Yep.
The only downside, of course, is that it won't give you any errors and type ahead until you connect to a database.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yep. So for this demo, I have, and I'd just like to plug, I have SQL Server on Linux running in Docker. So the instructions are just type SQL Server on Linux. Docker, it will tell you.
Very,
very easy to set up.
Okay.
It's like two lines, and so I'm going to be running against localhost. And so if I want to connect, you hit F1, and you get a list, and I'm just going to type in connect, and you'll see there's a connect option.
Yep.
If you have never done this before, you'll be prompted to create a connection profile, and it will just ask for server name, username, password, and that gets securely saved if you wanted to. If not, you get to type it in every time.
Okay.
Usual what you're used to. I've added one to my Docker already, so it's here. So if I just hit enter, it's just going to connect, and you can see down here it's connected. If you do want to switch databases, you can click down there, and it will give you the list, so it's very easy to switch.
Yep.
So that's great. We'll see, you know, you can create a tables, you can do all the rest, but if you do basic execute query, you know, what's great here, and I'll just show you, all of these have nice commands. You'll bring up a results view with all of your results that you're used to. You'll get messages down here. Demos are fun. And if you want to, you know, you'll get, you know, you can click, you can see exactly what was executed at each line, et cetera,
right,
et cetera. So it's, you know, pretty basic, very simple.
Kind of that MS, you know, SSMS experience.
Yeah. So it's very close to the SSMS experience. And, you know, the reason we added this to Visual Studio Code is when people are coding, Node.js or C# in here, they're able to do debugging very easily with the debugger.
Right.
With T-SQL, you're usually executing statements and you need to see those results. That's your debugging equivalent. So that's why this is here.
Mm-hmm.
You can, as we mentioned, save as CSV or save as JSON here, which is pretty easy.
Oh, that's very
cool. Type in and you just do my.json and it will, I already did that before. So now it outputs it as JSON, which is really great.
That's cool.
And we'll cover later the fact that one of the first user contributions to this is going to be a save as Excel button, which is great.
Awesome.
Because, you know, everybody loves Excel.
Yeah.
Although you can also, just to say, you know, you can copy everything in here and you can copy it or copy with headers in this case. And if we paste in here, hopefully, that didn't work because I didn't hit the button properly. Great. Demos are fun. There we go. And now you get all of your data. So it's not hard to get it into Excel in any case.
Yeah.
Cool. So those are some of the basic features. But the other ones that we have been adding, which is fun, is if you go here and you go peak definition, sometimes it's a little slow just to warn people because it pings the database and it retrieves the definition for this thing. So again, things that we can work on are speed. But you see, for the first time, it's great. You actually get the view inline here, see all the stuff.
Yeah.
Sys database is a big one, so that's why it took a little while. But you know, for most things, it's pretty rapid. So that's kind of cool. We've never had that before.
Yeah.
And then the other one we added in the most recent is formatting. So formatting, again, very simple. You can format document. If you feel brave, you can format on paste in VS Code,
right.
which is really trusting us to enforce things. But it's pretty good.
Yeah, a lot of people aren't quite sure are they ready to make that step or not. But
That's true. And it's very simple to configure this, by the way. If we just go in here and they have a wonderful system to find everything, you can see all of the format options here. So whether you want things to be correctly aligned, do you want, for example, one of the most popular ones would be making keyword casing uppercase. So you can change that, which is great, and data type casing if you prefer it. Where to put the commas, because that's one of those religious wars that can go on in organizations. You can win and make it work, et cetera. So it's very configurable.
Yeah.
And one of the things that would be great is for people to give feedback on where these configuration options aren't working quite right for them. But with that change, if we go and reformat, it should. Well, hey, uppercase all of the keywords, which is great. So very easy, very nice. Okay. But you know, it's a simple extension, but really powerful. We've had great feedback from the Entity Framework core community, people like that, that you know, that it's really useful for them because you know, they write all their code here, they're using a cross-plat, now they can actually make sure everything's getting into the database.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, so that's our extension.
And nice.
We should encourage everybody to use it.
Yeah, and that's a good point too, because I think as an extension, now is this, would we call it GA, or is it still in preview?
So we're saying it's still in preview, mostly because we've just added the formatter.
Yep.
It's likely that our next release will be GA. It's just going to be focused for right now on bug fixing, some minor feature improvements as we go.
Mm-hmm.
And one interesting thing that I don't think we'll get into GA, but soon after we should have a version, is the SQL connectivity team just added integrated authentication support for Windows and for Mac and Linux, which is great. So
awesome.
So we're hoping to add that, but with the timing of when all their SDKs come out, et cetera, it'll be a month or two.
Yeah. But given that, the reason I ask is because now it's perfect time to provide your feedback on on the extension.
That's for sure. And we'll be continuing to fix it, make improvements as we go after GA. So it's going to be a living, improving
good
tool.
Very cool. I'm excited.
Yeah.
time to start using VS Code and the MX SQL extension.
Yeah, you should definitely try
it. Yeah. Well, I have VS Code, but I have not done, to be honest, I haven't done the MX SQL extension because I want to know more about it. Okay, cool. Yeah, ready to go.
Yeah, so that's kind of the overview, but now we want to get into how can you contribute. So this is the first time people have kind of said to us very strongly, they want to be able to help. They want to be able to look at what the code is, fix something if it's really annoying them and causing them real trouble. It kind of drives people crazy that they can't do that.
Yep.
So what we're going to cover now is how can you do that? So the first thing to say is, you know, this is all open source.
Okay.
Everything's on GitHub. So creating issues is really easy. You just go to our issue tracker page, create a new issue. You can put in sample code and for repros, anything you want. And what's great about this, we found, is we get really lively discussions with people. We had a problem downloading behind a proxy recently. And you know, that requires a lot of back and forth sometimes.
Yeah.
It's a lot easier when it's out here. Everyone can see it, and it's, you know, publicly trackable.
Okay.
We get emails. We have, so one of the first things is just report issues to us.
Yeah.
The second is we actually have daily alpha builds. So Visual Studio Code has a daily insiders build, which is great. Similarly, we're pushing up to GitHub our daily alpha builds. So if you want to be brave, you can install that.
Walk, like you said earlier, walk on the bleeding edge.
That's right. Yeah. You know, so you can install it. You just need to know that you can sideload their extensions. They're called V6 packages.
Okay.
And you sideload it from that extensions tab. I'll actually just show that briefly so that people can understand. If you do want to test daily, here's how you can go and be one of the forerunners. We have a number of people who've done this, and it's hugely beneficial. So you just go down here, install from V6, pick the V6 package you've downloaded, and it will work great.
And click open and it'll go,
Very
nice.
So that's that one, very simple. And we've had a number of people just spot issues because of that. So that's been great. Where's my PowerPoint gone? Seems to have disappeared. Can I do that? Oh, sorry about this.
That's right.
There we go.
There we go.
Decided to lose a window. Okay, so that's the second way. And the third way is, of course, you know, you can now actually contribute a feature. So we've had a number of bug fixes up to now, but the first feature we have is Save as Excel, which is a great one, really.
Yeah.
So we're excited about that. And today we're going to focus on how you can add to the formatter, because like we said, that's a new feature that we want to improve.
Okay, very good.
Great.
Thanks.
So, are ready to get into the deep stuff?
Yeah, let's go.
Great.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, if I want assistance, I want to know because I might want to start contributing to the package.
Yeah. So, at a very high level, the way our architecture is, always fun to have scary big architecture diagrams. But for this, we have Visual Studio Code over here. So it's actually an Electron-based application, which means it's written in primarily TypeScript, runs in a Node.js server on your local machine.
Okay.
So it's very accessible, easy to debug, and there's a good extensibility story there.
Perfect.
So we hook in there, you can debug everything. We do have like a custom UI that brings up that results grid, but we've got instructions on how to debug there.
Right.
But most of the interesting stuff actually happens over in a service, which runs in a .NET Core. And the reason for that is that we have all of this existing IP, really powerful stuff.
Yep.
For example, SMO, which does all of the manageability, scripting, and everything else when you're connected to SQL Server from SSMS. Yep. We're able to just leverage that as is, which is great by doing this.
Okay.
So,
that makes sense.
Really good. So when you look at our code base, most of the interesting stuff is over here.
Yep.
We have JSON RPC, which is just JSON format with simple messaging across.
Mm-hmm.
And the great thing about this is it runs on any operating system. And it will connect to SQL running anywhere. So it connects to, you know, a SQL Server, Azure SQL Database, Azure SQL Data Warehouse, et cetera, which is awesome.
Very cool.
Yeah, so at a high level, this is it. And because of this, we do have two projects, one of which is for this front end, one of which is for the back end.
Oh, okay.
And the primary reason is this is rehostable. So if somebody wanted to take this, use it in their own application, they could.
Oh, wow, okay.
For command line tools and things like that, you can very easily do the same pattern here. You know, there's a lot of potential to do that. And this is going to keep getting built up as we go through our tools. If you see things that are there and aren't in here yet, they'll either come or they might be getting leveraged by command line tools, et cetera.
But the extension is over, if we're contributing.
Yeah. It's contributing over here.
Okay,
it's very simple. It's just TypeScript. And it just pulls this down. It installs it from the web, so it always has the latest version of it when it goes. So that's it. That's always fun to go into architecture diagrams.
Yep.
The next thing is, so where these are. The VS Code one is at github.com, Microsoft, VS Code hyphen MSSQL. So as we mentioned, it's Node.js based, it's TypeScript, it's super easy to debug and build. And the SQL Tool Service is just Microsoft SQL Tool Service. It's .NET Core based, so if you've ever written any C#, this is going to feel really simple and familiar to you. Yep. It's all basically the same. And we do have design docs and API docs for that available on Microsoft.github.io. So
what we'll do is we'll take these links and put them in the description of the show so people can go, hey, where were those, right?
Yeah, cool. So that's it. And yeah, and the other thing to point out here is that we do have with this SMO and IntelliSense on .NET Core. So if people want to play around with that and try and use it from, you know, Open PowerShell or these other scenarios, you can actually use those cross-platform, which is a lot of fun. Okay. So the main thing I want to show is the T-SQL formatter and how you can contribute to it.
Okay.
So the background on this, people have asked for a formatter for a long time.
A long time.
A long time. And they've wondered why there isn't one. And we've actually had an intern project that produced a really solid thing. But unfortunately, as sometimes happens with intern projects, it didn't get moved along.
Okay.
So we thought it would be really interesting to try and actually build it out in the open, because our biggest problem is always when you release it in SSMS, everyone expects it to be 100% on day one. Here, you know, we can actually get the bug reports we need to fix it. And also, people are passionate about this space. So we know people want to help out. We actually ran a Twitter poll that showed that, you know, there's a lot of interest in this.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so we're going from that. Yeah, and the other great thing about this is it's pretty low risk. You're not going to harm somebody with your formatter.
Right.
You can always control Z to undo. So it's good. So we want you to help is the big message of this whole thing.
That's cool.
So to do that, first off, do contribute issue reports. We have a specific template we have for that, which is here, just to make it very easy. So just show what the settings are, which I showed you on that previous page, what you actually had as your original text, what you wanted, and what was actually there. Very easy.
Very easy.
But we're going to show why it's very useful to have it in this format when we actually do the demo of solving an issue.
Okay.
Yeah. And there you go. And now we're going to go and fix a specific issue, which I'm just going to go and show for you. So let's go out of this and show and go up here. And so here's an issue that we have where inner join placement isn't going as you'd expect. So the inner join is this thing here.
Yep.
And you expect it, you know, not much to actually change if you do this because it's wonderfully formatted. I don't have zoom on this, unfortunately, so we'll zoom in when we've got the concrete example. But yeah, here's the inner join, and the actual thing that happens is it bumps it up to the previous line, which we don't want. You know, people get very annoyed. Inner joins should be
SQL people are finicky. They want that.
It makes sense. It's important. It's hard to do. That's the whole point of a formatter, is try and get all these things right. It's why there's a lot of special cases that we want to go through and test for people.
Yep.
And you know, it's pretty clearly done. Hey, here's how it should work.
Yeah.
Okay. So this is what we want to fix. One of our engineers, Carl, raised this, but then we got a customer complaining as well about it. So we said, okay, let's take a look and see how to fix this. So to do this, we're going to go over and we're going to actually start developing the code, which is fun. So we're going to go into Visual Studio Code and show you where we are. So I've got Visual Studio Code with the SQL Tool Service here.
This is awesome.
Live coding is always fun. So if you haven't been in Visual Studio Code before, it's really easy to do everything, but it's very easy to set up no matter what you're doing, especially for .NET Core. So I just downloaded this from the SQL Tool Service. It would help if I was able to spell here. Okay, so SQL Tool Service. So I went to GitHub, I went and cloned this link, went on the command line, git clone, did this, and then I just opened it in VS Code. In fact, in VS Code Insiders, because I quite like working on the latest and greatest.
Yeah.
Not a shocker. Okay. So in here, if you open it, you'll see a whole bunch of things in source and test.
Yep.
But the main one you want to care about here is in source, service layer, formatter, and all of our implementation is in here. So it's really simple.
Yep.
We'll go over it in a second. But the first thing is, well, how do we create a test for this? So tests, similarly, are pretty simple. We really don't like to have to write a lot of code if possible, because for these things, it can be, you've got a ton of different SQL statements. So to make it simple, you saw that format earlier where we had, hey, here's what the text was, here's how it should look, and here's how it actually looks. We're just going to use that. So If you want to create a new test for this, I'm just going to go to general formatter tests and copy and paste a previous one, because I'm a very lazy person. So this is going to be inner join b on new line. And I'm going to create two files to actually have my input and my output.
Output, okay.
Yeah. So those are all in the common test data, T-SQL formatter, and here's the baseline. Baseline is what you expect it to be. Test files is what you want it to be.
Okay.
So very simple. So I'm just going to go and do a new inner join.sql. And this is the point to speed things up that I am going to cheat and start copying and pasting from a file that I made earlier.
Okay.
As is traditional. Okay. So the input is exactly what we had before.
Okay.
You know, so you can see here the inner join is on its own line. And then I'm just going to do the same over here in the baseline because I want it to be exactly the same. So I'm just going to go inner join.sql and I expect nothing to change. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So over here then, I'm just going to replace this with this. So you can see here, this is just to make it easy when you're debugging to know what happened. And you just go inner join. And so really simple, right?
Yep, very simple.
Here's a test. How do you run this? You can either debug it directly, but the best way that I found for these ones is if you just run it on the command line here, and I just do .NET test, it will compile everything, run all of the tests, and let you know what's going right or going wrong.
Yep.
The reason that I like it from here is it actually gives you all the console output. And
okay.
What we've done, because these are you know, these are like input-output tests, we give you a diff. So if something goes wrong, which it did, we give you a highlight here of what it is. But even better, we just give you a very simple line that you can execute that goes, here you go. Opens up VS Code with the diff enabled. So the nice thing here is you can see what went wrong. So you can see literally, hey, it should be on its own line. Instead, it's got a tab. We're not happy.
Okay.
Very simple.
Very nice.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's it.
Love that.
So the deep part of this, just to go into it, is how do you actually fix something like this?
Yeah.
So if you want to fix something like this, you actually do have to go into the code, and that's the next step, which is always fun.
Right.
So we'll try and keep this quick without going too deep, but so let's just go up to our source. So as I said, everything in the formatter that you care about is pretty much in this implementation.
Yep.
And the way it works is interesting. So for when you're looking at text, and I'll just go over to here for an example, the basic way any kind of formatter, IntelliSense, etc. works is that it parses the code text here, creates an abstract syntax tree, which is basically saying this whole thing is a select statement,
yep,
which has a from statement, which has, you know, an inner join clause, etc.,
yeah,
etc. So the nice thing is we've made it pretty simple to just find the thing that you care about. So if we just search for join here, we'll actually see in the code, you'll see actually, or we'll just go straight to it. You'll actually see here, we have a bunch of handlers for all of the different types, one of which is a SQL qualified join table expression handler. So it kind of looks like the right thing that you might want to do.
Yep.
If you don't have one of these, which may be the case for ones that you've never done before, you can go to this file here, the formatter visitor one,
mm-hmm,
and we literally list every single type here, and we just call this magical format on it. So it's really simple. It's just copy-paste if you want to do something new. You would just basically copy-paste one of these files and change the type there to the type you care about.
Okay.
So that's it. So you want to handle something we don't handle, you just add it.
Job, yep, add it right there.
Great. The other thing about this, I know it's deep, is how does this work? So basically, we say, hey, I want to deal with a qualified join table formatter. I'm just going to handle what should happen before we go to it, so any white space before it. Do we shorten it up, new line, et cetera? What happens afterwards?
Mm-hmm.
And what happens in between all of the children?
That's
it for most of them. So you just say, hey, which of these matters most?
Yep.
So for this one, what's interesting is this was my challenge was to do this in as short a time as possible to see if we could really do this, how people could. And so we got good, I got okay results, but to be honest, I also found that this one was a bit more challenging than expected. So what I found was the real problem may actually be either there or it could be in the from clause where it doesn't handle how this whole thing works. Basically it goes, so the from clause has a child which is the which is the inner join, and it's not putting a new line there, it's putting a tab. So, oh, yeah. Okay. So all I'm going to do is show you what I did to fix it, and somebody else can go through and actually get this. Sorry, that's my notes.
And test it?
Yeah, yes. And then we'll run the test. And basically, the important thing to note is we're happy to help you on this, and we're going to, you know, so if you have any questions on how to do this, you know, just ask us on GitHub, and we will be very, very happy to, let's see if format document works for us too. Well, hey, great. You got to love that. Okay, so I've added in process child. Oh, I overrode the wrong thing. There we go. So this is live coding, people, so I hope everybody appreciates the benefit. And this is why formatting is great.
Yep, oh yeah.
So what we've done is instead of just going and saying process child, we just check if it's a qualified join. And if it is, and if it's not the very first thing in the entire file, we're going to say decrement the indent. So stop adding a tab.
Yep.
Make sure you have a new line, which, again, we've got functions for all of these things built in.
Right.
So just look at the code. So if you want to add a new line, go, hey, ensure one new line minimum.
Yep.
Then we're still going to say, hey, do call into it so that it formats its sub things correctly, and then go back to normal.
Okay.
So really, you can see a couple of line changes, that's it. And what we're going to do here is we're going to run the test again, and what we should see is the test we had will pass, a different test will fail. And this is the bit where, you know, this is trying to be realistic. when you do these kind of things, you're optimistic, and then you realize, gosh, there's a lot of special cases.
Yeah.
So we'll go over what actually failed, and it'll be one of the other tests,
right,
which already handles inner joins. And it says very clearly inner joins should be on the same line. So what I learned doing this is that, again, just like with a lot of arguments, it's, hey, do you, you know, we're probably going to add in a lot of format or configuration options.
Oh,
for
yeah,
these
do you
things.
Want it? Okay.
Do you want inner joins
same
on
same line or different line? Yeah.
Exactly. And so that's how this will work. So it seems like sometimes it's a little slow when it's running on this, but we'll see it in a second. Hey, there we go. And so the previous test will have passed, but we'll see that there's a new test that failed, which is a shame. So in the real world, what I'm going to do is I'm going to spend a bit more time on this.
Mm-hmm.
But you'll see that, yeah, in this other test, it was very happy having inner joins on their own line. And actually, we still have a problem, which is we're not doing the new line before this. So what I learned from this was, okay, maybe I should do all the handling of the joins in the join class. And that's what I'm going to try next.
Okay.
But this was, I really strictly said, if I'm a new user, how am I going to come in and what can I do in 30 minutes or so?
Yep.
So I refused to do more than this. and the other thing to tell people, if you are scared of contributing to this, is don't be. I was not aware of really any of this before I started. It took me a couple days of kind of playing around to learn it, fixed, you know, three or four of the top issues.
Yep.
This is kind of one of the more complex ones, it turned out. But there's a lot of very simple ones that you can do. And so, you know, I know that not everyone who develops SQL is a, you know, C-sharp coding expert. It's okay if you're not. That's why we've got, you know, issue reporting, testing, et cetera, that's hugely valuable. But if you do want to play around, this is a great way to get involved.
So maybe what they do is they spend time, at least, you know, to begin with, testing, reporting the issue as they become familiar with, you know, then start getting your feet wet with contributing.
Exactly. And we can also, you know, like that, we'll help, we'll say, hey, this is an easy one, or we'll give you pointers on what to look at. So don't be afraid to just ask us. Like that, the Save as Excel was really quickly done by somebody. They just spent a day hacking around and it worked, and you know, now they've had somebody from our team.
So we don't have to do what? Ching.
Right? Well, yeah, and it's also, it's great because somebody cares that much. It's a really good sign that it matters and it know, should be in the product.
Very cool.
So really, that's where we are. That's the whole demo. Hopefully coding didn't look as scary as it can do. but what we just like to say at the end is, please, you know, contribute to this.
Yep.
Come play around. Just give us feedback.
Okay.
And and don't be afraid to get stuck in
whatever
way you want to use these tools.
Yeah, and this is awesome. You know, it can be like you look at that, you open it up, and it looks like it could be intimidating and daunting. Mm-hmm. But really, just start playing around, and worst case scenario, just report issues back.
Right. Yeah, and so we do have, you know, the API doc. We have the design guide for most of it. We're adding that for the formatter right now. So by the time this this talk is up, I think we'll have all of that available for everybody on that github.io site.
Yeah.
And so, you know, just don't be afraid. We'll have that getting started pointers.
Well, and the good thing is that if you're, you know, you can at least start testing without checking stuff in.
Yeah.
Right.
You can test, no problem.
Don't be afraid of breaking stuff because you can always, you know, Control Z undo and things like that. Right.
So great. Yeah.
Awesome, Kevin. Thanks for coming in.
No problem.
Appreciate it. This was awesome. I love the fact that, you know, the whole VS Code and the extensibility options to be say, hey, look, we want to, you know, make this a great platform, and then add the ability for others to contribute, which mm-hmm. is really awesome.
Yep.
So, hey, thanks everybody for watching. Great show. We'll put this up in a week or so, and we will see you next time.